Good morning. Good morning. And Merry Almost Christmas. We're getting there. We're getting there. Let me have just an opportunity to give a few announcements here. Keeping in mind that this week there will not be any coffee shop theology, morning or evening. Just taking the break for this week. The morning, I got to get this right. The morning will resume then the next week, and then the evening program won't resume until February. Yeah. Just keep an eye out for this kid. We'll have it up here. We'll put it in the, that's okay. I don't know if you remember me saying before at seminary, I had a professor that said when that happened, that was just God saying amen. So God's just reminding us about the coffee shop theology classes. No Bible study the night or next week and so forth. So anyhow, keep an eye on the schedule. It's all in here. I see it now that we've got all those things covered. And I hope that all of you will come again this evening then and bring some more with you. At 6 o'clock, we'll have our candlelight service. We'll have all of this lit up the way we do now, plus have the candles going. It'll be a beautiful, beautiful environment to hear a beautiful story that we get to hear this time each year. I know that Bob would like to make an announcement. Looks like he's going to make it from back there. I see he's got the microphone. Oh, you want to come up here? Okay. Yep, he's got an announcement.
Good morning. It's my privilege to present your gifts to Pastor Jeff and Vicki as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a pleasure to serve in our shared ministry here at First Church as we collectively seek to do the Lord's will. We pray and wish for blessings and for good health and for successful medical procedures in the upcoming year. So yeah. Thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll give it with you. I'll give it to you. Yeah, thank you so much. We do really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the warmth and welcome and so forth that we receive all year. He mentioned the medical procedures. I was going to wait till next week, but just so that you know, I will be here next week to preach the last Sunday of the year as we get ready to move into a new year. But then I'll be having my procedure, my knee replacement on January 5th. So we'll have you'll have the bishop here one Sunday, and then you'll have Chris here the Sunday after. So it's all taken care of. We got good men coming in to take care of the pulpit during my absence. So any other announcements, anything else that we want to share with the schedule or any big announcements that we need to share this morning before we get started? Okay. Well, then we'll move into our Advent lighting. You know that for Advent, we have been talking about waiting. We've been talking about how we've had 4 weeks of waiting, 4 weeks of preparing. We know that we need to wait because Christmas is just too big to just jump right into it. We have to prepare for it. We have to get ready. It's big news. It's wonderful news. And we have to make sure that we're ready for it. The plan of God's rescue for the world that was revealed through Mary or to Mary might sound a little bit outrageous, and it should, because it is. It starts with an unmarried pregnant girl, includes an oppressive government. It has a journey far from home, a cast of all kinds of real peculiar outsiders, and there's surprise during the story. There's danger in the story. And the hard-to-believe promise is that a baby is going to make all the difference in the world. And if it all sounds a little desperate, maybe that's the point. To pull this off, the Lord of all time and space must really want to be here, must really want to be with us. Not once we get ourselves all figured out, all straightened out, all perfected. Not after we get our lives put together, but right now, just as we are. He's God with us. He's God for us. He's God willing to use whatever conditions happen to exist. And once we experience this promise, our hearts can't help but pour out thanks. We've been hearing that from Zechariah. We've been hearing that from Mary. Thank you for the outrageously good surprise. Thank you for offering a rescue when we needed it, not when we deserved it. And thank you for putting lowly people like us in a place where they could participate in something so magnificent. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so this is where I'm going to invite the children to come up. We've got one more time together during this Advent season. Come on up. I know. I've remembered. just kind of line up across there again like we've done before, because you're going to show them how these feelings feel, okay? Turn around and face the congregation so they can see. Now, we know this is the last week of Advent, right? There's 4 weeks in Advent. Do you remember what Advent has us waiting for? Waiting for Jesus. Jesus. Waiting for Christmas, right? That's what Advent is all about. It's 4 weeks waiting for Christmas. And now we've been waiting for so long, but now the waiting is over, finally. And today I want you to imagine a really good surprise, the kind of surprise that makes you want to shout, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can you show me how that would feel if you got a surprise like that? Yes, okay. We have one that's excited. A thank you, thank you, thank you, okay. We found out that there are a lot of surprises during Advent, the kind of surprises that make us say, wow. Can you say that? When I point to you, I want you to say, wow. Ready? Okay. Do it again. Okay. Yes, when we're really surprised. It's the feeling Mary must have had when the angel said, hey, you're going to have a baby, and that baby's going to change the world. Good. We got one. Wow. Yes. Okay. Because that's not what we would expect, right? If somebody's going to change the world, that person is supposed to be powerful, right? And maybe they're rich, and they're smart, and they lead the government, and they boss people around, and they don't put up with people who break the rules, right? But instead, the angel tells Mary that the great promise to the world is a little bitty baby, small and weak and poor. Wow. Okay. All right. And when Mary understands all this, the Bible says that she couldn't help but say thanks. Wow and thanks, they go together a lot with God. So this morning, I want to celebrate Advent with a prayer that was kind of like hers. And we'll all do it together, and we're even going to include the big kids this time, okay? So I'm going to say a line, and when I do, then I'm going to point to you guys, and you say, wow. Ready? Okay, so when I point to you, say, wow. And when I point to the big kids, we're changing this now. When I point to the big kids, I want them to say, thanks. Okay? So let's practice this. With the kind of excitement that you get after waiting so long, a long, long time, we're ready to say,
wow.
And,
thanks.
All right. So let's offer up a prayer here. But I'm going to ask you to keep your eyes open so you see me point to you. Okay? So we're going to say, wow and thanks to God. Okay, ready? Yes, we are. Okay, ready? Well, you never gave up on us, God.
Yes.
You sent us prophets and miracles.
Yes.
And you promised a loving Savior.
Yes.
Because you are with us and you're for us.
Yes.
And every small, weak, lowly, poor one of us.
Wow. Yes.
And we can't help but praise your name and shout.
Wow.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for your help. I'd like James to help me out with lighting the candle today. I promised him last week I would do that. And as we wait for Emmanuel, God with us, to arrive, We remember the fears of his earthly parents. We remember the commitment of Joseph. We remember the commitment of Mary. And we remember that the Lord sent angels to comfort and to guide with joy. And in that spirit of joy, of expectation and hope, of hope, peace, love, and joy, we are going to light the candle of joy. And while we do, you're going to sing the fourth verse of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Okay. Excuse me. So let this candle remind us that while we wait for the Lord, truly the Lord is already here. Joy is here. Love is here. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, God of our salvation and author of our hope, especially amid the hustle and bustle of this season, it's hard for us to remember to notice the blessings that you have provided for us. You, Lord, are the great interrupter. And sometimes we can feel inconvenienced by the calls you put on us to seek justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you. And so, God, we pray that you'll remind us that Advent and Christmas wouldn't even be happening if it weren't for you loving this world that you made. Thank you for loving us, God. And this morning we just ask that your Holy Spirit be very active during this time of worship. We ask that you would just take over the hearts and minds of our children as they present a program to us this morning, as they present your message, not just a program, but as they deliver your message this morning. So, Lord, I pray that everything we sing, say, and do this morning would bring honor and glory to your name. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand if you're able as we sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Tell somebody. So I apologize. Give us just a minute here. We're good.
Take just a moment to greet your neighbor and to wish them a Merry Christmas. What's that? Okay. Stagehand. As we find our way back to our seats, we've praised the group before, but I praise God for the talent that we have with all of our musicians, but especially that someone can just, at a moment's notice, feel comfortable playing a song. I know it's not the first time you played that song, but I know what it's like when she says, "Am I playing that?" Uh-oh, I forgot to tell her. So I do. I thank God that he just has such talented musicians, organists, all that, vocalists and so forth here for us to help us with our worship experience. What other praises do we have from this week?
Just a praise and a big thank you for everyone who helped Wednesday night with the dinner. It's greatly appreciated that everybody showed up and helped and participated.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, get the word out. Just let everybody know, third Wednesday of every month, we'll be having this meal in the evenings, 5:30 to 6:30. I know that there's plenty more out there who could benefit from it, and It's a free meal, free of charge, and free of any preaching. So I mean, that's not attached to it. Some people might find that, you know, maybe that's why they're afraid to come. I don't know, but yeah, get the word out and let them know that we're just trying to serve our community. Any other praises?
This week was. The elementary kids did their holiday performance, and the middle school kids did their holiday performance, and we went and saw the high school kids do their holiday performance, and it's just a praise to see all of these students and the administrative support that they get, and I really just a praise for the music programs that we have in our schools.
Absolutely. Praise God. Any others? We have, I don't know how many others might have the same praise where you have some family with you at Christmas. So that's a praise. Any prayer requests that you might have? I know, you're just anxious to see the kids, right? So let's, yes, I was thinking, I thought about actually trying to list all those I could remember. We have a lot of people who are sick, probably a lot more people on Zoom than normal, I don't know. But I think what I'm going to do is just pray for those in our congregation who are sick, who are recovering, whatever. But maybe you can help me out. I'll just get quiet and let you just sort of lift up their names, shout out their names. God knows who they are, but the fact that we lift them up is, you know, it's just something he wants to hear that we care, hear that they're on our hearts. So let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Well, good morning, God. Creator, Father, and our King. We thank you for giving us another day, another opportunity to serve you, this special day of the week where we have an opportunity to come together and to praise you. I thank you, Lord, for the children, for the teachers, for all who were involved that are that have helped prepare this message that we're going to hear soon. But I thank you especially, Lord, for giving us these children, for giving these children a desire to want to tell this message. And I just pray that as it's given, we'll hear it with open hearts, not just see how well they speak or how well they sing, how cute they are. All of that's going to be true, of course. But I pray, too, that we'll hear you through them. Father, I also pray, as we mentioned, for all those who are sick in our congregation. I know that there are many who are recovering, many who are healing, and so, Lord, I'm just going to be quiet for a moment, and I ask you to consider all those who are lifted up at this moment. And Father, I know that even there are some even who are here who are not at 100%, but we're here because we love you. I also want to lift up a name, a couple, Patty and Rick. Father, I just pray that you would open doors literally for them. And Father, we thank you for the way you provide for us, the way you have given us an income through the week. We offer back a portion as our offering, Lord, and we just ask you to bless it and to use it to further your kingdom and to further your church. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to now get ready for our program. To start the program, we're going to sing together, O Come Little Children.
Ours for the root of Jesse.
In the Old Testament, prophets foretold the birth of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah wrote that out of the root of Jesse a branch would grow. This branch would rule the Gentiles and bring light to a darkened world.
C is for Caesar Augustus.
In the Gospel of Luke, we are told that there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all people had to register for a tax. Each family was to register in the city of their family's origin. Joseph had to go to the city of David, which was Bethlehem. It was also prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
T is for traveler.
People from near and far traveled to Bethlehem. The roads were crowded with people walking or riding donkeys. Mary and Joseph were with them. Mary's baby would be born very soon, and the trip was long and tiring.
Innkeeper.
When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, it was very crowded. Joseph and Mary found shelter in a stable because there was no guest room available for them. In that humble place, Jesus was born.
for shepherd.
On the hills outside Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their flocks of sheep. The shepherds spent most evenings outside, so they were familiar with the night sky. On this night, the shepherds knew that something unusual was happening. They saw a brightness in the sky over Bethlehem, which they had never seen before.
As the shepherds were looking into the sky, an angel appeared and told them that the Savior had been born in Bethlehem. They would find him lying in a manger. Suddenly, the sky filled with angels singing praises to God.
The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found the stable. There they found Mary and Joseph and the newborn baby laying in Jesus laying in the manger. wrapped in pieces of cloth.
For Savior.
The shepherds told Mary and Joseph that all that had happened to them on the hillside outside Bethlehem. They shared in wonder how the heavenly angels sang God's praises. Joseph remembered the angels who appeared to him and told him that Mary would give birth to God's Son, the Savior of the world.
H is for Holy Night.
And so it was that God touched the earth in the form of a tiny child born in a lowly stable on that holy night many years ago. This little baby will become the King of Kings and the Savior of the world, just as the prophets foretold.
All is right.
the Christ child in the manger lay,
in swaddling clothes upon the hay.
Our Redeemer came to earth,
an infant born of lowly birth. The shepherds heard the angel sing,
and traveled to the newborn king.
Mary and Joseph joined in praise.
Now we, our Alleluia is raised.
The Savior sent from heaven above.
God's Christmas give a perfect love.
Amen.
Good job, kids. I think that deserves a wow and thanks.
Thanks.
You did a wonderful job of presenting the message. I stand up here and I preach. You guys preach today through this program. So thank you so much. You did a wonderful job, and I praise God that He brought us these children. That these children, like I said earlier, have a desire to want to share the message with all of you. So. That's our program. I'm going to just give the benediction now. I know you're getting home a little early, and I don't think you'll mind that. So let's just pray. Father, I pray that as everyone leaves here, that that you'll watch over them, that you'll protect them, that your face will shine upon them. And I pray, Lord, that all of us will leave here and will have childlike faith, not only today, but throughout all of next year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.